So, I keep thinking how, like, I can outdo the last audios I did, like, just what more can I do? Like, an intense role play, or maybe I should try to get myself to squirt or something, but today I'm gonna do something I never do, and I'm gonna actually try and take it slow. Like, just be present and let myself feel. And somehow that's the most nerve-wracking thing, because I don't do that. But I'm in a big comfy t-shirt. I am more than wet enough. Actually bothered to turn a fan on for once to try and make sure no one can hear me. And before all this, I was actually pretty sleepy, but somehow as soon as I grab my computer, as soon as I'm like, okay, let's record, and now I'm wide awake because I know what I'm about to try and do. And that's to actually come with just my hand. Because, well, this is pretty common for people with vaginas, to my knowledge anyway, but. Oh, I hate that word. Let's just fucking stick with pussy. Like, well, it's too clinical. Lol. Blah. I'm just sort of calming myself down right now. Just sort of rubbing my hand along my stomach and thighs. Focusing on making my breathing slow and deep, best I can. And I'm not like groping the fat of my thighs or ass or anything like that. I'm just rubbing. Feeling. Yeah, I used to have a very, very hard time coming, which you might find hard to believe now that, well, I've gotten a little bit too good at it, and my usual methods of overstimulating myself to hell and back means anytime I do anything, it don't even last a couple minutes. And that's part of why I get so frustrated, because it's just not a hard enough orgasm. It's not enough. So I'm gonna try and not. I'm gonna trust that I know how to please myself, that I don't have to go to hell and back just to feel something, that it's okay for me to be gentle and I can still come. Because I don't have to force myself to relax by making it the only thing I can think of and feel. I can just relax by being present and feeling myself. Used to get so mad, If I ever tried to edge along with an audio or something else. Because if I just stopped, I could never ever come back to that peak. It just didn't feel good anymore. I was too tense. Fuck, I can smell myself. Just rubbing up and down with my middle finger. Really light motion. Not focusing on any one part, just rubbing what's soaked out around and around. I'm not gonna overthink about sounding good or saying lewd things or making the prettiest noises I can. I'm just gonna play. Just gonna feel. I'm just barely roughing my clit. Just up and down, light pressure. Inside. And if we stick another finger in, would you be able to hear it? Okay. It's kind of a squeeze, isn't it? Okay. No focusing on sounding cute. No focusing on being loud. Just feeling myself. It's like it's still building, but it's really slow. Okay. I think I've been patient enough. Oh my goodness. Sorry, I think the blanket hit you. Okay, I'm gonna touch my clit too. People do this. You know what? I may have not come, but this is still pretty good for me. I tried to actually focus on myself and how I felt rather than just tuning it all out. Trying to force myself to relax, and it did feel good. And I'm not just saying that. It was nice. I didn't feel weird. I don't know if that's normal for like other sexually repressed people, or maybe just for other trans people. I don't know, but anyway. Because I'm procrastinating doing it, because this is going to be just outright lewd, but I really want to do it. I'm going to fucking lick off my fingers now, so excuse me for a moment. I still somehow feel satisfied. What kind of sense does that make?